Let's turn in the scriptures now to Proverbs chapter 26. Proverbs chapter 26. And we'll be reading verses 1 through 28. Proverbs chapter 26. And in this chapter, starting in verse 1, these are God's words. As snow in summer and as rain in harvest, so honor is not seemly for a fool. As the bird by wandering, as the swallow by flying, so the curse causeless shall not come. A whip for the horse, a bridle for the ass, and a rod for the fool's back. Answer not a fool according to his folly, lest thou also be like unto him. Answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own conceit. He that sendeth a message by the hand of a fool cutteth off the feet and drinketh damage. The legs of the lame are not equal. So is a parable in the mouth of fools. As he that bindeth a stone in a sling, so is he that giveth honor to a fool. As a thorn goeth up into the handful of a drunkard, so is a parable in the mouth of fools. The great God that formed all things both rewardeth the fool and rewardeth transgressors. As a dog returneth to his vomit, so a fool returneth to his folly. Seest thou a man wise in his own conceit? There is more hope of a fool than of him. The slothful man saith, there is a lion in the way, a lion is in the streets. As a door turneth upon his hinges, so doth the slothful upon his bed. The slothful hideth his hand in his bosom. It grieveth him to bring it again to his mouth. The sluggard is wiser in his own conceit than seven men that can render a reason. He that passeth by and meddleth with strife belonging not to him, is like one that taketh a dog by the ears. As a madman who casteth firebrands, arrows, and death, so is the man that deceiveth his neighbor and saith, am not I in sport? Where no wood is, there the fire goeth out. So where there is no tale-bearer, the strife ceaseth. As coals are to burning coals, and wood to fire, so is a contentious man to kindle strife. The words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. Burning lips and a wicked heart are like a potsherd, covered with silver dross. He that hateth dissembleth with his lips, and layeth up deceit within him. When he speaketh fair, believe him not, for there are seven abominations in his heart. Whose hatred is covered by deceit? His wickedness shall be showed before the whole congregation. Whoso diggeth a pit shall fall therein, and he that rolleth a stone, it will return upon him. A lying tongue hateth those that are afflicted by it, and a flattering mouth worketh ruin. Those are God's words. This chapter is slightly different than what has come before most recently, as there are essentially three things the Lord through this chapter speaks to. All sins contrary to Jesus Christ, contrary to righteousness, contrary to wisdom. Through verse 12, he addresses the fool, the foolish man, the foolish child, the foolish woman. Consider, we often need to hear verse 4, I answer not a fool according to his folly, lest thou also be like unto him. And oftentimes we'll have speaking with someone who is a fool or being foolish, and answering them in the way they're speaking or how they're arguing only leads to becoming like them. And through verse 16, from verses 13 to 16, the Lord warns us about being slothful or lazy. And He tells us what happens to those who are so slothful. And then the rest of the chapter, speaking about the liar, the one who deceives, the one who speaks lips with destruction. And he says here, warns of how unwise that is because it brings ruin. Verse 28, it brings it everything to ruin. Verse 24, dissembleth. With his lips, and lays up deceit within him. And just diggeth a pit, verse 27, to fall in. Friends, we are rather to turn from these sins, common sins amongst us, turn from these sins and put on wisdom to come to Christ. Turn unto Him and work diligently in faith and service to Him and be a truth teller in Christ who is the truth. Let's pray together. Our gracious Father, we're thankful that You're a God who reveals to us clearly our sins and reveals to us our need of a Savior from our sins. Even the need of Your Holy Spirit to bring about sanctification in our hearts, to put to death the sin that remains within us, that we would walk as new creatures, not as the old, but new in Christ Your Son. Walk in the light and not in the darkness. And so we pray that You would put off all of our foolish thoughts and actions that we often take part in, sometimes being tempted to, or oftentimes being tempted to, and yet sometimes falling into the trap of being a fool or acting like the fool. Well, Father, we are wise in Christ, so make us to walk wisely according to Your Word and by Your Spirit. Father, we plead that we would not be lazy, slothful, but You have given us bodies in this life and hearts, minds. And so, Father, we pray that we would be diligent in the use of all that You've given us, being good stewards of what You've given us, to diligently work and expend ourselves, even to our last breath, for we are not here for no purpose. We're not here just to wait until death that we might be with You, but we are to work and to work hard. And Father, we ask that You would grant to us the heart to work hard and then the actual action to do it, the actual strength and energy to do it. And even if our bodies are weak, that we would work through the pain and serve You till our last breath. And Father, we also ask that You would make us to be truth tellers, to not be people who tell lots of stories to get reactions, and to then we would hear in the, like in Matthew 6, that would be our reward. To hear the responses of the people that hear our stories. Father, that is not our desire. If we are to tell stories, let us tell truth of your grace and your mercy and what you have done, and that many would hear those stories and praise you and not ourselves. Often when we tell stories, if we struggle with that, Father, we are often looking for a response from man. But that's not what we desire. We desire to glorify you, and that man would respond to you and glorify your name. We pray that we would always tell the truth, that we would not shrink back even to our hurt in telling the truth when it is necessary to speak for your glory, that your name would be praised, that even men and women and children would see our good works and glorify you. And Father, we pray that your name would be honored as we would tell the truth and not be dishonored, or that we would blaspheme your name or bring dishonor upon your name by speaking lies. That we would turn from all gossip and slander. That we would not take the truth that we have about our neighbor and use it to their hurt. That we would not speak lies about our neighbor to their hurt. But rather that we would build up one another in the truth and by the truth, that we would be united in the truth. And here we see what destruction comes when we speak lies. It brings division. It's the opposite of unity. It brings division in the church, brings division in our families, in our marriages, and brings division with all our relationships, and especially our relationship with you as our Father. And we're thankful, though, that you have, by your Son, adopted us into your family, those who have believed unto salvation. You've adopted us into your family, and we're thankful that you treat us as sons and daughters, not of Satan, the father, the devil, but that you are our Father, and that Christ is the firstborn among many. And Father, we pray that we would be seen in Him, that we would receive and be imputed with, credited with His righteousness, and that righteousness would work in our hearts and our minds and our wills, our affections, and all of our body and soul for Your glory. That we would be not sons of dishonor, not daughters of disobedience, but sons and daughters that honor our Father and honor the King, Jesus Christ, your Son and our Savior. While we plead for your grace in this, your mercy, that you would not strike us down when we sin against you, but that you would receive us for Christ's sake, and that He would be honored all the more as we seek to repent, and we do repent, and we are forgiven. How great an assurance we have to those who believe on Christ and turn from their sins, that you are faithful and just to forgive us all our sins, pardon all our transgressions, and we give you praise. We're thankful that we have an advocate, Jesus Christ, the righteous one, who lives to make intercession for us, who prays for us. And today we plead that you would teach us and make us to be men and women and children who pray. That we would pray to you. And not just know that we ought to pray, know how great it is to pray, and what great benefits there are in praying to you, but that we would actually pray. And make us then, that we would in some ways be characterized as men, women, children of prayer. Our church would be characterized as a church of prayer. And yet often we see when we have prayer meeting, there's only the same few families that join. Father, we ask that we would be men, women, and families of prayer. That you would make us to be faithful in family worship as well. And often praying for the saints, for the churches. And Father, we ask that you would make us to be praying privately as well. But even now we pray. We pray under your name because in the name of Christ you hear all our prayers. And you answer us according to your will, which is for our good, because you work all things together for our good. And so we're confident, though our prayers are imperfect even now, that they are perfected in Christ your Son, and you answer yes and amen. And that we pray that you would grant to us the grace to pray, for we cannot do it of ourselves. We are too weak to pray. And so we pray that you would work in us, even cause the Spirit to work, that we would, even when we don't know how to pray, that he would groan within us with intercedings. And Father, we ask for this church, for this congregation, that you would build us up in the faith, that you would strengthen us. Those who are weak, that you would strengthen them. Those who are struggling with your word, that you would strengthen them. And Father, we pray that you would grant a greater faith and a strengthening of faith and the power that there is in faith. Father, we ask that we would have that power, that it comes from you alone, in our believing and not being anxious or worrying or fearful of what is to come in the circumstances of life, but that we would believe on the God who is in heaven, the King who's on the throne, who's sovereign over all. And we're thankful that in prayer that we have more reason to pray because you are sovereign over all things. If you were not sovereign, then why would we pray? What's the point? Well, Father, we know that you are sovereign over all things, that Christ does reign on the throne and he is head over the church, but he rules over all creation. And so we have the perfect reason to pray because you are sovereign over all. You rule the heavens and the earth and everything that is in them. And so, Father, you bring about exactly what we pray according to your will. And we're thankful for this, that you hear us. And Father, today we pray that you would answer our prayers for the healing of our souls. Each one here, that you would bring to life those that are dead, even of our children, even those in the womb today, that this would be the day of salvation for many, not only here, but throughout the world and in the churches as they gather. And where they are forbidden from gathering, we pray that they would gather. And that even if they can't, Father, we ask that your name would be praised and that they would have salvation, that the elect would come unto you in faith and believe unto their salvation. We pray also for our bodies, for we are not just souls, but bodies too. And so heal us. Heal us of our diseases, our maladies, our weak and frail bones and muscles and flesh. Father, even in our brains, our minds, how our bodies work. Father, even we pray for Audrey's mom today, knowing she's had that news of having cancer again and a tumor in her brain. We pray that you would heal her again. You've done it before. And so, Father, we pray that you would do it again, if it would be your will. We know that you are fully able to heal her. And if it is your will, you will. And so we pray in faith that your will would be done. And you would heal her at the perfect time, maybe in this life, maybe in the time to come. We selfishly pray for this life. But we know that your will be done. We pray that it would be. And you would glorify your name through healing her at the perfect time. And we believe you will. Father, we also ask that you would comfort the family, for this news surely is not easy again. And so, Father, we pray that you would comfort your people, comfort Audrey, and grant her hope and faith in you, and not doubting, and not anxiety or fear of what may come, but always trusting you, the Father, and the Son, and the Spirit. And all these things we pray, that your name would be praised. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.